The State Duma is urgently preparing to adopt another new article of the Criminal Code, punishing for discrediting NATO. In Russia, traffic police are catching Zhiguli cars with cardboard rockets inscribed with "To Washington," which have become a familiar part of the road landscape, and personally deface the scandalous inscription or change it all to "Badminton." Everywhere, they are hysterically searching for the insane from this node and ordering them to repaint, redo, and start thinking differently. Well, as for the traffic police, when asked about repainting the rockets, they explained that we are waiting for an inspection from the state authorities. Trump, at the next press conference, will probably appear with the letter Z drawn on his forehead with lipstick. And in general, I tell you, for those who love to despair, it boom, now is a golden time. And they can fully satisfy their need. Although, I'll tell you a secret, there is no reason for even the slightest sadness. It's just that the action movie of our reality is turning from slow pace to a thriller. That's what it was missing. Well, Trump declared war on Zelensky, calling Zelensky a dictator without a rating. Putin is rejoicing. In the Kremlin, the orcs are dancing the squat dance right in the offices, tearing orthodox accordions. And now, in fact, Ukraine in general is very successfully fighting with four countries, with Russia, North Korea, Iran, China, and the USA. Yes, 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 yes. Such an amazing story has happened. And it all started, as you remember, in Iryad, when they suddenly gathered there. Such a council, a small council of the wicked. Nevertheless, all right, a certain super cool turn of events occurred, which most likely, I predict, will bury the red-haired Donald and possibly even turn America upside down. Europe, in response, tripled the number of meetings of its leaders. But so far, everything is limited to these meetings. With brave rhetoric and eavesdropping, with anxiety and hope, everyone peeks at their neighbor's chair, hoping that it will be the one to lay the golden egg of a solution. But for now, the presidents, prime ministers, and high-ranking officials of Europe are engaged, I would say, in almost pure literary exercises. The head of the U.S. Senate committee, who oversees, including the Pentagon, Roger Wicker, said the following and expressed his stance on negotiations with Putin. No, Wicker. Putin cannot all be trusted. He is a war criminal. He should be in prison for life, if not executed altogether. Wicker's sensible and highly authoritative voice is, to say the least, not alone in the United States. A direct and bold hint at Trump's senility has become almost an absolute trend, not only in Europe, but also in the US. Virtually all publications, portals, and channels not directly subordinate to the Trump administration, commenting on the president's nonsense, are twirling their fingers at their temples. Is it true? Now, there are, of course, optimists who claim that the foolishness of Trump's remarks and actions is just a smokescreen, a clever move that will make it easier to get to the throat of the Russian dictate. If that is the case, well, I think it's conspiracy theory and a stretch. If that, yes, is the case, the White House, in its efforts, as they say, overdid it a little. The masquerade went too far, and the result is predictable, with known precedents. I recall the beginning of the 20th century. Guatemala, there, while preparing for the Day of the Dead, students disguised and dressed up as the deceased so skillfully that they were buried just in case something similar might happen here. As for the press, my Telegram channel features a complete set of Western, most authoritative, major, cool, and truly influential media outlets that hold sway over their readers' opinions. Of course, there's CNN, of course, the New York Times, of course, NBC News, and so on, and so on. And they all unanimously, boldly, calmly spit in the president's face, saying that Trump's turn towards Putin's Russia did undermines years of US policy. Experts from the publication call the rhetoric of the newly elected president a disgrace. And in various forms, this disgrace and hint at, in general, Trump's weak intellectual abilities are present throughout the major press, simply throughout the major 10 press. Well, in general, indeed, if you summarize and look calmly, it's been a long time since the states have been so embarrassed. Trump is generous, of course, generous like all dreamers, but he spends what personally does not belong to him and never has. This mysterious and senseless gathering with the Russians in Riyadh deprived the USA of its most important asset. It deprived them of the halo of being the guardian of world justice and freedom. The legendary country instantly became like a chick of a provincial deranged Führer, a ruler of torture, henchmen, and toilet glasses. After this conference, the bronze statue of liberty should be holding a white ladder to the sky instead of a torch, and under her arm she should tuck the well-known briefcase. It's funny, of course, and in this situation, Russia looks disgraceful. Why disgraceful? The Russian Federation has long made anti-Americanism a crucial supporting part of its state ideology. Billions have been invested in this. A couple of generations have been raised on this ideology of anti-Americanism, and curses against the USA have long become an official ritual. But as soon as these godforsaken states snapped their fingers once, Russia dropped everything, immediately rushed to the designated place, and lay at the feet of the states, adorably looking into the eyes of the mother, the cursed one. This démarche is absurd. It is absurd in every sense. It is absurd considering Putin's malice and stubbornness, because it is futile for living with all this wonderful new relationship. Of course, won't last long for various reasons.